Hey guys, it's AE Talk, and we have some of the best news of our whole lives today.
Yep.
Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
It's like really, really awesome.
It's great.
So, let me tell the story as it happened. So, yeah. I got an email from Ticketmaster, and like, of course I watch my emails from Ticketmaster now, because they usually say something pretty important to me. Like the last one, which was the cancellation of the tour and the mm-hmm. announcement of the refund.
Mm-hmm.
So this one was much happier.
Yeah.
And it said that BTS is going to be having 4 shows in LA.
Yep.
And I was like, what? Because it just said, it didn't actually use the word concert.
Concert. It says shows.
It just said permission to dance.
Like performance.
Yes. And I was like, was that like a full out concert? And so then like I kept doing research and I was like, this looks like a full out concert. And so they're having 4 shows. Let me get to my calendar. So in November and then in December. I want to get the dates right. So let me see. So I think the best way to make sure I get this right is just to read the email. So it says, "Dear fan, due to the prior cancellation of your BTS Map of the Soul tour show, you have been issued a unique code." Oh, that will blah 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 blah. Okay, I'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
For permission to dance on stage, LA, coming to SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, November 27th and 28th, and December 1st and 2nd.
Bam.
So, the 27th and 28th is actually the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Which could potentially complicate things for some fans, because I think a lot more parents are going to be like, no, we're not going to LA for Thanksgiving. We're going to go see your grandma in Connecticut mm-hmm. for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that could be kind of weird for some people. And then the other one, I think, what did I say? The first and second?
Yes, first okay. and second.
So that is a Wednesday and Thursday night show. So a little bit more doable for, you know, army with parents who say,
who need to go to family dinners.
So, okay. So here's the thing, though.
Yep.
Do you want to say what the
sure.
thing is?
Sure, yeah.
Thing is.
So the thing is, we were given a special code because we did lose our tickets to Map of the Soul. So basically it gives us first dibs on these tickets before fan club members, before they like go on sale to like public. So yeah, that's like super amazing, because as we all know, buying BTS tickets is a sport in itself. It's the hardest thing ever. Like, it is so hard to get A, tickets, B, good and inexpensive tickets. So we're hoping that even like with this code that we can buy them even before like the people who resell them and stuff do, because that's when they start getting expensive. So, but that's absolutely incredible. And the fact that we just moved out here to LA, which is part of the reason why we did, you know what I mean? So we could be here, so we wouldn't have to fly out here, so we could just drive. Now we could just drive to SoFi Stadium, you know what I mean? Like, it's super awesome. So
the other thing is, SoFi Stadium, it's supposed to be one of the nicest stadiums.
Yeah.
It's where the Rams and the Chargers are playing right now. And like, we just did a tour of the Raider Stadium, and it's like a new
beautiful.
Stadium. And mm-hmm. and this is supposed to be even nicer than that.
Wow.
So this is supposed to be really, really nice. The other cool thing is, we saw SoFi Stadium getting built.
Yeah.
Because where we went to go see Super M at the Forum in Inglewood, you pass by SoFi Stadium. Mm-hmm. So we saw it in its early stages, and then we saw it in July when we flew into here for our layover.
Yeah.
Because Inglewood is close to the airport.
Yep.
And now we'll hopefully, fingers crossed, if we get tickets, get to see the inside of it, and it's supposed to be a really, really nice venue. Now, here's the thing. I'm not that keen on stadium shows. I've said this before because it's so many people and you feel kind of far from the artist. Now, Staples Center I thought was perfect.
I thought it was perfect too.
Because even when you're a little far away, you're not as far away as you are
you're
in a stadium.
Super far, yeah. And stadiums are supposed to be huge and try and fit as many people as possible because especially with like a football game, like they're running all over the field, you know what I mean?
Right.
So you can see what's happening, but not everyone like wants to be like up and close and personal with the football players, you know what I mean? So, but in this case, like we do want to be up and close.
Yeah,
so.
And so I'm like, shoot, like we had quote unquote floor seats.
Yeah.
When we went to go see BTS, they weren't like on the actual floor.
On the
they were
GA.
The yeah, yeah, they were the first row of like the seated part.
Area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it was super close.
It was great.
It was crazy.
It was
close.
Amazing.
Like the only thing that was separating us was the floor. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just like a row of fans.
Yeah.
But here's my question. I'm like, what will be the best seats? What should we go for? I'm not sure what to go for. And we need to decide. And here's the other thing. Tickets go on sale like right when I'm getting off of work.
Yep.
And if you've bought BTS tickets before, you know you have to be in the queue at least 30 minutes before. Mm-hmm. So I can't do it. You totally have to do this. Like,
yep.
This is all on you.
This will be... Well, this isn't technically my first time buying BTS tickets. Because when we went to the our first concert, we had three people doing it, including myself.
Yeah.
And we ended up buying it off of my
device.
That
was so stressful. You
it
know
was,
that?
Yeah. I think that was the most stressful one.
I was, like, sweating. I felt like I was going to have a heart attack. Remember when we got them, how excited I was?
We were screaming.
I broke our front door.
Yeah.
Because I just like blasted through the front door like so excited.
Yep.
I broke it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. So, I mean, we can't say enough. Like, this is such a huge deal for ARMY because I don't want anyone to get discouraged and be like, oh, why are they only doing LA? They have to test the waters.
Yeah.
They have to see how this goes. And then if this goes well, I promise, Big Hit will add more shows.
Yep.
They just have to make sure, like, they can safely hold concerts with COVID. And
because none of us want the boys getting sick.
Well, and we don't want anybody else getting sick. And we want to make sure, they need to, like, I think they need to basically practice COVID guidelines in a big venue like this so that they can learn, you know, what worked, what didn't work. And then that way when they go on tour, it's like they're better prepared.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So even though like LA's getting the four shows, I really have a good feeling that this is just like I said, a precursor to a full tour.
Sorry. In the beginning. My apologies.
But you know what's interesting is even on our Instagram, somebody totally commented. They were like, wow, I just listened to your other podcast and you guys just finished saying how you moved out there to be like where the concerts are. And now BTS is having a concert there. And we're like, we know.
Yep.
Like this worked out so stinking well.
Yep. This is exactly what we wanted and planned for.
This is crazy.
So
the other thing that we really like is this means like BTS will be in LA for a week.
Yeah.
They'll be here
just
hanging
just be
out.
Here. Yeah, and we're just here too. Like,
and we get to just be in the same city as them while they're here just between shows and hanging out.
Yep. It's and the best being in the city.
That's exciting.
Here. It's always the best.
Like when we went to their show a couple years ago, like as ARMY, it just makes you feel good knowing they're here
there. Mm-hmm.
With you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You're breathing the same
air.
You're looking at the same buildings, like, you know.
This is gonna be so exciting. Mm-hmm. And I just think that like ARMY needs this, BTS needs this, like the world needs this. This is really cool.
Yep.
And I can't wait to see how this all plays out.
I can't wait either.
And I really think we should try to by two shows.
Yep.
So that I can go with you one night and your dad can go with you, because your dad's never seen them.
Yep.
And he'd be really happy.
And he's a huge... Well, he's never been to their show. He's seen them.
Oh, yeah. He's seen them in person. Yeah. But he hasn't been to their concert.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So, anyways, like, I don't know if we'll do another podcast before we buy tickets. We'll have to see. We'll have to see.
Yep.
Because tickets today is what? Today is Monday. No, today is not a Monday.
Wednesday.
Today is a Wednesday. Tickets go on sale next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. We may or may not do another podcast before then. We'll have to see. Yes. But, like, if we don't, best of luck, guys. And
if we'll podcast after, so if we can talk about how we got the
tickets. If you aren't one of those people that gets early access because you had tickets before, my biggest recommendation for you would be to join the Army Fan Club.
Yeah.
Because that's how you get access to Army pre-sale tickets.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's too soon or too late, I guess I should say, to do that.
Yeah.
But I would just do it right away. That way, if there's a tour, you've got your Army fan club established and Ticketmaster knows, and then you guys, they'll send you like links to get tickets early.
Yep.
Okay. And if you guys aren't sure what I'm talking about, one of our previous podcasts says the whole thing on how to get tickets.
Yep.
So listen to that. All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys, and fingers crossed. Let's see how this goes. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.